producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. My question to you is just I want to know your advice on what I should do. I called you several years ago about a similar situation, and I'm just hoping you can help me.
Okay.
I met a girl, her boyfriend at the time and her boyfriend's sister, they're from the same community I'm from. So when we all met, we kind of all hit it off really quickly. This was in December, and we all kind of got really close. And she got engaged in that same month, and at the time, she was talking about getting married in Jamaica, but it ended up, she texted me maybe recently, like last month, saying she was going to get married in Windsor. And at that time, she was just talking to me about different things, and I was kind of just helping her with, you know, giving ideas and stuff like that. Then about a week later, she tells me she's getting married in Jamaica, and she wants me to be in the wedding. But the wedding's in 10 months. So I'm just trying to figure, like, financially for me, we're just kind of struggling, me and my husband right now, paying bills and stuff like that. When she was getting married in Windsor, it was like 2 years from now. And now she's getting married in Jamaica. It's in 10 months. So I'm just wondering, what would your advice be to me, considering I really don't have the money to go? We need the money in kind of by the end of the month to, you know, set a spot so all the bridesmaids can go and be on.
Well, all right, so, all right, I got it. Let's figure out, but presumably if she was getting married in Windsor and you were in her wedding party, you'd probably have to come up with a dress, yes?
Well, at the time she was getting married in Windsor, she didn't really ask me to be in the wedding at that
got
time.
It.
She said, yeah.
Okay, so if you don't know if she wanted you to be in the wedding in Windsor or not. But, well, I mean, presumably she wants you to be in the wedding in Jamaica. She probably, all right, let's look at what you want. If you won the lottery tomorrow, would you want to go and be in the wedding and go to Jamaica?
Definitely.
Okay. Have you checked out airfares? Because 10 months in advance, let's see, 10 months from now would be the middle of the summer. So my guess is that airfares to Jamaica are probably going to be relatively inexpensive in the middle of the summer. If you're getting married around Christmas in Jamaica, they'd probably be very expensive. But have you checked out what airfares would be?
Not really.
Right, because let's look at your options.
She gave us like a quote and everything. Sorry?
And a quote on the airfares?
She did. Like I find things change a lot with them, so I'm a little scared of that, too.
I got it. All right. But let's. All right, go ahead. What was the quote on the airfare?
It was $1,630 per person.
$1,600?
Yeah.
That's outrageous. You should be able to go. My guess is you could probably go, like, for under $5 round trip. That's an outrageous amount of money. Does that include hotel and meals or something?
Wedding. Pardon?
That must include hotel and meals and
yeah,
something
else. Yeah,
it
includes everything, food and everything, and that's for, like, a week, actually.
Well, I mean, it's a relatively inexpensive vacation, but it's a lot of money. All right, so let's go through it a little bit at a time, because this is really a multi-tier question, believe it or not. The first is that you like her, and you'd probably like to be in the wedding, right, if it was in Windsor?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. If it was going to be in Windsor and you were going to be in her wedding, you'd probably have to come up with a wedding gift, right? So how much do you think you'd spend on a wedding gift?
Not a whole lot, honestly.
Like $100, do you think, or less?
Yeah, or less, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's say $75.
Yeah.
All right. If you're going to be in the wedding, you probably have to come up with a dress, which is an expense. All right, so let's just break it down. You'd like to go to the wedding, but the dress, the expense of a dress is maybe outside the realms of possibility. So one of the possibilities is to say to her, listen, I'd really love to be in your wedding. I'd really love to come. I could maybe squeeze out the airfare, but I can't afford the airfare. I can't afford a week. I'd have to come without my husband, which would be kind of a bummer if it was in Windsor.
Right.
Here's what you... All right, so it sounds like it's just prohibitively expensive. So one of the possibilities is, do you want to be in the wedding or not, assuming it's in Jamaica? And the answer, it sounds like, is probably not, because you'd have to be down there for longer. You'd have to show up with a dress.
Yeah.
And you have other obligations. So it sounds to me that you can say, I'm really honored. If I win the lottery, I would like to come back and revisit this. But for right now, I just can't afford it. But I'd love to be able to be in charge of the guest book, which means if you decide you want to go to the wedding, or because
right.
that means you don't need a dress and you don't need to be down there for the week. I would go online and figure out what, because I'm sure you can find an airfare that's cheaper than that. And if you're not in the wedding party, you don't have to stay in the fancy hotel. And so you could probably, and what you need to do is figure out, for example, if you could afford, let's say, $500 for the whole thing.
Right.
And I don't, that it may be, if that may be out of the realms of possibility as well, but just figure out what you could actually afford, because this is kind of a special deal, and maybe your husband
right.
gets to go on something special with his friends, and it sounds like you may end up going by yourself or not, but or maybe you guys use it as a, you know, kind of a special, that's going to be your holiday trip. I mean, you have to figure out what your budget is and whether or not it fits into any plans. And if you simply can't afford it, then one of the possibilities is to offer her, listen, Jake and I can't really afford that trip, but what we'd really love to do is have a party for you when you come back in Windsor, and then throw a dinner party for her. I can tell you
really
love
good.
That. Yeah, I knew you'd love that. And you know, you can do all the cooking, and you can invite her friends, or have an open house, and have the wedding video.
Right.
So there's some, you can certainly say, I really care about you, I'd really do it. I can't afford to do it. But before you do that, break the wedding situation down into component parts and see if there's any part you can afford. For example, as I said, if you don't have to do the dress, and if you go there, then you're showing up with your presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, as opposed to presence with a T-S.
Right.
So that would be your wedding
right.
gift to her, would be showing up. And maybe you and your husband can figure out an inexpensive way to go down there
right.
And have a long weekend together. And that might be really fun, and that way you can go up to the wedding and have a good time. Maybe, but that means check out the airfares now. Check out, you know, I mean, go to Travelocity or Cheap Airs or whatever, because you can really quite often find some good deals. Because $1,600 for a week in Jamaica, including all your expenses, isn't terrible. It's just more than you can
right.
afford. So,
right.
but see, if you don't have to be down there for a week, if you're just going down for a weekend, and you can find an inexpensive motel to stay in, and you can get a cheap airfare. You know, it may be something you and your husband could do, or maybe you do by yourself. All right, but so do a little checking. But and I would get back to her as quickly as possible and saying, I would love to be there for you. I'd love to stand up for you. I just can't afford the destination wedding thing. And a lot of people are doing that. And it drives me a little crazy, because I get in the same situation you do, is that, you know, that you really want to be there, but it turns out to be a wildly expensive proposition. Yeah, and apparently the destination weddings are most popular with like 30-somethings, because they waited a long time to get married. All their friends have disposable income, and it's basically kind of a freebie vacation. And that's great if you've got the wherewithal. If you're young married and you've got kids and you've got a mortgage, maybe not quite so cute. And, you know, I actually know at least one person who did a destination wedding because she really wanted the gifts and didn't want to have to provide the dinner for the people, which so much for the sheer sentimentality. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I noticed you like film a lot. As a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, for the first half an hour, you were talking about film. And then you took the guests' phone calls. I'd like to mention the best film I ever saw, and maybe you saw it years ago, Andromeda Strain.
Sure. I'm not sure it's the best film I ever saw, but and I like the book
yeah.
a lot. But okay.
It must have scared you a little bit, didn't it?
I mean, as my daughter says, the things that we have to worry about are things that don't have names. Ebola's not... I mean, once you've got a name, it means that somebody's already seen it, and there's probably a vaccine for it. So what are the other two?
Can I... pricey, the whole story. One of our satellites comes down from...
No, well, we know... Let's not... I know the story, but... all right, I'll tell you what. I'll put you on hold, and we'll come back, and you can tell me the other two movies you like. Don't describe plots of movies, though, especially old ones, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do. All right, John, I wanted to talk a little bit about movies, and since this is the day traditionally we talk about movies, you said that your favorite movie of all time was The Andromeda Strain. What else you got?
Anna Christie, the movie with Greta Garbo and Charles Bickford. Did you see that one?
No.
That goes way back.
Yeah, didn't see it. I know who she was, and I've seen stills from it, but I never saw the movie.
How about The Long Day's Journey into Night with Ralph Richardson and Katharine Hepburn?
Same thing. I mean, I read the book. I know movies from about the 1970s on, but before that, not so much.
Can you give one or two movies that really impressed you?
Yeah, I've said before, I love The Man Who Would Be King. That's one of my favorite all-time movies. I've probably seen it literally 2 dozen times. I think it's just wonderful. I think it's...
Two dozen?
Yeah.
That's 24 times.
That's exactly so.
Huh.
You little math major, you. Yeah, I've seen it a lot. I always liked The Big Chill. I think partially because that was my generation and partially because one of the people in it is a psychologist, a talk show host.
Who started it?
William Hurt, Jeff Goldblum, Glenn Close, Mary Kay Place. Who else is in there? Kevin Costner actually was the body, but he was cut in the drawing room floor. So that was his actually first one of his first movies, but he never made it in the movie because he was the body that they came to warn. I also loved the original Producers, the Mel Brooks with Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel. I thought that was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, John. Stay tuned. I'll tell you the movies that are coming up this weekend as well. Sue, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there.
Hi, Sue.
I'm trying to get you off speaker. Hold on.
That would be good.
So I just want some advice.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sue, we still got you?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just trying to get you off think. Hold on. Off speaker.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me now? Joy Brown. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but it was actually better before. All right, go ahead. Let's see how we can do it. Go ahead.
Not talking on my cell phone. He told me to take you off my... I have hands free. He told me to take you off. So anyway,
okay.
Here's my problem. I'm a pretty big realist, and I'm pretty... I like honesty, and I have one son, and he's 16. I mean, sorry, he's 20 now, but when he met his girlfriend, he was 15. And he got her pregnant. And after some debate and some bad feelings with her parents, decided to keep the baby. And so we've embraced the baby since the beginning. The girl kind of played us in and out, and on and off. And
well, she's probably, 15 years old? I mean,
I know. And we are our only desire was to make sure this baby was taken care of because... my son was still young, and I wanted him to stay in school and get an education so now he can support this baby. So, long story short, she pulls a lot of stuff and calls CAS and says we were mistreating her. She asked to come live with us. She ended up living with us.
I can't hear you. She calls and does what?
She called CAS on us, which is, I'm in Canada, so it's the Child Protective Agency
right.
in Canada.
About what?
About her and our situation we were living in, and because she decided she wanted to leave.
You have to fill in that that's kind of a blanket statement that I'm not sure I understand. She was living with you and your son or not?
Yeah, she lived with me, my husband, and my son with the baby by her choice. She asked us, can we? I met her.
Okay.
She didn't have a good home life. So she decided to come live with us. We agreed to let her live with us. She started doing some bad things, and I kind of caught on to it because I was...
What's a bad thing?
Oh, cheating on my son and going to parties, and his friends were calling me saying I just...
That's not your business.
Oh, I know, but that's fine, and that's fine.
Well, it's not. I mean, you can't say... Look, I mean, it sounds to me, Kendall, that you're ignoring one major issue, which is...
Yeah.
That he your son got a girl pregnant when she was probably 14 or 15 years old. I mean, think of who you I mean, think of who you were at that moment and the fact that neither of them are terribly committed to one another. I mean, for heaven's sakes, they're 15 years old. Why did she call Child Protective Services?
Well, because she felt like she was being mistreated. Not the baby, but she was. So anyway, long story short, she leaves. She ends up
coming back. Did she take the baby?
She did. They ended up taking the baby from her because she couldn't provide a stable home. She was back and forth between her mom and her dad. And anyway, just a bad situation. So she comes back to live with us. Makes a statement to me that she wants another baby. Leaves, comes back pregnant. So now my son has two babies by the time he's 18.
Wait a minute. So is he the father of the second child as well?
Well, we weren't sure at first. We weren't sure. We had our...
Well, but we are now, it sounds like, yes?
Yeah,
so where is the parenting? I mean, it sounds like you're spending a lot of effort trying to parent somebody who's not your kid and no effort spending parenting someone who is your kid. Why was there not a statement to your son at 15 or 14 or 12, if you're going to have sex, you use a condom? And certainly...
Oh, there was.
How come we're not holding your little walking penis responsible?
Well, because my son... is responsible. He's stuck with her.
He stuck with her because he impregnated her twice.
Absolutely, and we have accepted that as a family and helped him get through school and helped her.
But you're making her sound like she's this horrible human being. What's the question today?
My question is, now she's come back again and embraced us, and we allowed her to come back. She's done some pretty horrific things to our family. I mean. Just the phone calls and the bad accusations, but she's come back four or five times. Now, to my stupidity, because I should have never left her back in my house, because she stole from us, and she's done a lot of bad things.
Has this kid graduated high school?
No. Listen, I took a year off work. My mother died in the meantime, and so I took a year off work and stayed home to babysit for her. And while I was babysitting, she missed 73 days of school and never graduated. She didn't come home to her kids.
Okay, so what's today's question and or issue?
Well, she's come back again, and we've got her we've helped her go back to school to get her GED, and she's in a program.
Good.
But I found out yesterday that I've been watching the kids again, spending my time. My husband and I get up early. Watch the kids. We both work a couple jobs. We're trying to make ends meet just to help support these kids until they get on their feet. And keeping our son responsible. He's finished school and he's got an apprenticeship and he wants to support them. And his goal is to move out in 6 months. But she has decided she doesn't want to get along. Anyway, so we found out yesterday that she hasn't been going to school, that she's withdrawn from school. And I've been babysitting her kids for... a month, and she has...
Well, you've been babysitting your kids because they're your grandchildren. Let me put you on hold, and you can ask me what your question is when we come back, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We're talking with Sue, who's got a 15-year-old son who's now 20, who's got two kids, five and what, like a 2 or 3 year old?
A 3 and a 1.5 year old.
Okay.
Here's the thing for me. I mean, you said my son was running around a penis, but doesn't the girl have to take some responsibility for that too?
Of course, but Sue. How old were you when you got married?
I was 28.
Okay. Were you pregnant when you got married?
No.
Did you have kids before you were married?
No.
Okay. My son is my child
from my marriage.
Great. Okay. But think about for just a moment being the 14 or 15-year-old girl that you were.
Oh, I know. That's why I know what she's up to, because I was there once. I know.
Well, but it's not only that she was up there, that as I've said, look, I have a daughter. My daughter has known about birth control since she was 2.
Absolutely.
Because I figured by the time she needed to know about it, she wasn't going to ask me. So it was part of her.
And I had conversations with her, too.
Well, and if I've always said, if I had a son, that I, you know, with DNA, guys cannot say, well, who's the father anymore? And you don't.
Oh, I know, absolutely.
Kids having sex, I'm not crazy about it, but it's one thing
either.
For kids having sex. It's another for kids being parents, of babies raising babies. So what's the issue today that you want me to look at with your son, your grandchildren,
and we've been there for them. We've been there for them.
Sue, I'm not arguing that. I'm not asking you to give yourself a halo or a pat on the back. I'm asking what
no,
the question
and
is.
No, I'm not trying to. I'm asking.
What's the question?
So this has come up that this girl has kind of deceived us again and told us that she was going to school. And we've been taking time out of our day.
Was this kid ever a good student?
She was, absolutely. She was a good student. She was. And
all right, so why is she not in school, as far as you're concerned?
Well, she's back in school now. So she was back in school. This is my point. So we get her back to our house. We help her get back in school. She's going to take a course.
Okay.
But I found out that she's been leaving our house with me with her kids and not going to school.
Where is she going?
No idea. I can't tell you because I've been home with the kids and I haven't followed her. It's really kind of none of my business. If she wants
to go. Yes and no. I mean, you can say it's none of your business except you're clearly furious with her. So you're making it your business, whether it should be or not.
So
what's the question to me?
Yesterday I confronted them about
Sue, that's a statement. I need a question.
Okay, but yesterday after this conversation, she basically said, I don't need you. We want to move out. And I said, then you should move out. But my son said to me, Mom, I need 6 months. I can't afford it. I make $12 an hour. Do I boot them out?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Sue, this is not a workable situation. And it's not, you're not booting them out because they're bad people. You're not booting them out because they're sexually active. You're not booting them out because I'm not sure they have the brains God gave tuna fish. You're booting them out because what you've got is a situation that's not workable. You're much better off to say to them, look, we'll give you first and last month's rent. We'll move some of our furniture into an apartment for you. And let them begin. I mean, the problem is, do I think it's a good idea? I'm sure I don't. You don't. Nobody thinks 15-year-olds having kids is a good idea. No one does.
Oh, no,
but that's,
we work for it.
That's spilled milk, water under the bridge, whatever we're going to call it.
Right.
We've got two kids right now.
Your
son, Sue, stop talking. Your son wanting to wait 6 months, interesting, no longer relevant. And hopefully he'll use some birth control so they don't have three kids in the next year. He is not a puppet here. He's not a Ken doll. What I would say to him is, if you want to wait 6 months so you have enough money, why don't you make sure that you're not having another baby until you can actually afford the two that you have. And you can't follow him around sort of showing him where the condoms are, but you can at least talk to him as if he were a responsible adult, because by the time you have kids, no matter what age you are, ready or not, it's adult time, period. That's
absolutely,
it.
Yeah.
So that's why I would say to you, yes, it's time for them to move out. And, I mean, and you can decide whatever babysitting issue you want to babysit. You're not babysitting for her, and you're not even babysitting for him. You're babysitting because those are your grandbabies, and you love
those
them, and it's
babies,
fun to babysit them. So you're going to continue to babysit. That's not the issue. The issue is, sooner or later, they're going to either have to... Did they actually get married?
They were supposed to get married, but they,
so, no, they
called
didn't.
It off because
right.
Your mother wouldn't come.
So they're going to, what I would do is say to them, by the middle of the next month, we're going to find you a place to live, and maybe your parents will help subsidize it, will help subsidize it for the first 3 months so that your son isn't spending all his money. And he may have to get a second job. And you know what? She may not be able to afford to go to school right now. She may need to get a second job. But don't look, and you have to stop playing the saint sue the divine. You're babysitting those kids because they're your grandbabies and you love them, and these kids need all the help they can get. How they decide to run their life together is going to be up to them, not up to you. Hopefully, one or both of them will sort of get their grown-up pants on. I hope your son keeps his grown-up condom on. Then I would certainly talk with him very seriously about that. He does not need another child right now. And the only way to make sure he doesn't have another child is either not to have sex, which he's not, obviously, at their age. The likelihood of that happening is slim and none. Or to use a condom every single time, period.
Yeah.
So what I would say to them is, look, I wouldn't be angry about it. I wouldn't go through the whole litany of you lied to us and you called Child Protective Services. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they're nincompoops. They're babies having babies. But you got to help them the best way you can. And probably the best way you can help them is to get them out of there. And keeps and with, because sooner or later they have to decide that they're going to be a family and raise those kids, or they have nothing in common except those babies, and maybe they should go their own way and figure out how to co-parent the kids or something in between. But you can't do it for them. And the problem is that you've got yourself kind of between a rock and a hard place, because she will count on you. I mean, look, she's a typical adolescent. She's not doing anything that most adolescents don't do, but she sort of, when she wants you to do something for her, butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. When you're putting any restrictions on her, then you're just another wicked witch of the West, and she's already got a mother. She doesn't need that. And that's a no-win situation for you. So no matter how you look at it, I would go home today and say, let's start looking at the want ads. We'll find you a place that hopefully you guys can afford. They may have to go on welfare for a while, and you may need to subsidize them. And what they decide to do about school is really up to them. And it sounds like she's motivated, and she gets easily distracted.
But see, they did. For a year, she had an apartment of her own.
Well,
welfare was paying for it, and she never stayed there. She stayed at our house.
Well, but that's, and I think I would, you don't want, look, when she stays at your house, she's not as lonely. You'll take care of the baby, and you'll cook for her. You know, it's time for them to start running their own lives.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. And my husband says the same.
The clue here is not to be angry about it. Don't do a
That's
sermon.
The worst part. I am. I'm really.
Well, but you're going to have to give that up. You're a grown up. You're not allowed to do that. So you're going to have to kind of control your emotions. I mean, you're very good at telling this little turn up here that she can't just do whatever she wants to do in any particular moment. But you're giving me exactly the same reason why it's okay for you to lecture them, and it is not. You have to be the grown up. You get to put on your big girl pants that says, "Look, I love you guys. Love the babies. It's time for you guys to figure out how you're going to run your life. So here's, we're going to give you first and last month's rent. Don't give them the money. Pay the rent. And you guys, and you know, you can come over here on Sunday to do the laundry and to have dinner, and I'll babysit, you know, one day a week or something. And you guys decide what you want to do about school, what you want to do about jobs, what you want to do about diapers, what you want to do about everything, what you want to do about marriage. They, you know, ready or not, they've got kids. It's grown up city. And you're allowing them to be in this really uncomfortable place, not only for you, but for them, where they're really not responsible, but they're really not willing to go by your rules either. And that doesn't, that's not getting anybody any place. And it's not very healthy for the kids either. Okay?
That's what my husband says. Yeah, that's what my husband says.
Well, he's right. But you can't be angry about it, and no lectures, too. You have to promise me. Well, because you just... Well, because you decide that she's 14 years old, and if you've been caught in the same...
No, she's 19 now.
Well, but when... But and look, you didn't get married for another decade after she's getting married. And you were a turnip at that age, too.
Oh, I know. Hey, I did that.
Remind yourself that she's doing the best she can, and it's not the world's best situation. And if your son had used a condom, the two of them could be, you know, it could be hanging from the ceiling and not have the baby. So it's not about laying blame or feeling like somehow she's not appreciative enough. Kids are never appreciative. Just decide that, say to your husband when you go home, that if you say even one sermony thing or one thing about poor Sue, you will give him $20, and that will stop you from doing it. All right?
Yeah. All right.
All right. So you're going to be okay. They're going to be okay. And it's time for them to kind of figure out how to run their lives. And they won't do it as long as they've got you as a backstop. And it doesn't mean that you have to let them starve, but it means that you've got to let them sort of figure out how they're going to do this. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. Susan, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
may be better than the movies this week, but I'll tell you what's coming up. Probably the biggest, the one that's got the most publicity is The Equalizer, which is based on the TV show with Denzel Washington, Martin Sokas, who's actually terrific in this, Chloe Grace Moretz. I thought, you know, this isn't as bad as A Walk Among the Tombstones in terms of violence and misogynism, but it does target women. The guy who plays the Russian mafia guy is actually terrific. Denzel plays a guy that's hiding from his past. You know, and he's always fun to watch, but do we really need this violent movie out? And the answer, as far as I'm concerned, is no, we don't. All right, the movie that I really loved this week is called Pride. It's called Bill Nighy, Imelda Staunton, and Dominic Weston and Patty Considine. This is based on a true story. UK gay activists worked to help miners during their lengthy strike of the National Union of Mine Workers in the summer of 1984. This is just really fun and emotional and smart and well-acted, which means it probably will make no money. Go see Pride. It's really terrific. It has nothing to do with lions, but it has to do with people helping each other out, and it's wonderful. Two Faces of January, Viggo Mortensen, who's what not to like, he's cute. Kirsten Dunst, Oscar Isaac, who's having a big year. This one is very stylish. It's clearly based on a novel that works much better as a novel than a movie. It just gets too strange. This is a thriller centered on a con artist, his wife, and a stranger who flew Athens after one of them is caught up in the death of a private detective. Yeah, I mean, it is stylish, but basically you don't care hugely about it, which is kind of a problem in a movie. Advanced Style is wonderful. It's a documentary, and we're actually doing an interview tomorrow with the director and one of the people in the movie. It looks at the lives of seven unique New York women whose eclectic personal style and vital spirit have guided their approach to aging. I thought this one was just plain inspirational. If you look at the picture for it, it looks a little gargoyle-ish, but it really is wonderful about how to think about aging in a completely different way than I'd certainly thought about it. The Little Bedroom is French. And this is another one of those movies that I thought was really wonderful. It's in French. It's Switzerland's Oscar candidate. One day, a bad fall forces Edmund to accept Rose's help. Eventually, the two grow closer. The young woman finds relief in confiding painful memories to the older man, things she cannot even bring herself to tell her husband. Meanwhile, Edmund, too, opens up sharing recollections of his beloved wife. This is, I mean, bring lots of Kleenex, but I thought this was a wonderful movie about how we can really help each other to heal. And Michelle Bouquet is in it, who's just wonderful. You may not recognize his name. You'll probably recognize his face. This one has actually been out a little bit because I think it was Switzerland's Oscar contender, I believe, about 2 years ago. But it's really wonderful. It's a wonderful movie. So what would I... You know what, though, in terms of just plain fun, either get yourself to Advanced Style or get yourself to Pride, all right? I know, you're going to think that you should go watch Denzel, but you're going to have a much better time at Pride or Amazing Advanced Style, all right? And if you want a foreign movie, you can see The Little Bedroom. More details at drjoy.com. I know, but we're getting a podcast. We're on it, all right? And thank you guys for not calling to say, well, where are they? You know, can you tell us how to do it? We're on it, I promise. As soon as it's completely, perfectly good, I will tell you all about it. So, I thought the other good news story of the day, which I kind of like, and you guys may not see it as a good news story, but I do, and I'll tell you why. Did you see that the Pope actually came out and said that they sacked a bishop in Paraguay? He was very high up, and it turns out he was not involved and sexual abuse, but he covered up for somebody who was involved in sexual abuse. So they sacked a Paraguayan bishop who'd been accused of protecting a suspected pedophile priest. And the Vatican said it's been a painful decision taken for serious pastoral reasons. Public war of words between the South American country's senior clerics. And I'll tell you why I think that's kind of a good news story, is that that whole issue about sex abuse in the church has been something that's been swept underneath the carpet for a long time. And the fact that people are actually talking about it, and the Vatican has actually done something about it and acknowledged it, I think is really progress. It turns out that the American diocese where he worked publicly described him as a serious threat to young people. So there, he was in Pennsylvania, apparently. So, you know, I really do think that in spite of the fact that stories like this are stomach churning, and I have a lot of friends who are Catholic who are really very distraught is probably the best word I can find with the Catholic Church these days. They're really feeling that this is something that they believe in, that's something that they invest in emotionally. And I, you know, I think that if I were Catholic, that I would feel somewhat buoyed by the fact that the you know, that the Catholic Church is saying, okay, you know, we're not going to do this, we're not going to stand for this. And it's interesting to me that it's not that the man who was sacked was not the one who was accused of sex abuse. He was accused of covering it up, which I think is the only way things are going to change. And I suppose on a similar level, I don't know exactly what to do with this story, that the president of the Ukraine, the new one, is sure that peace is just around the corner. One hopes he's right, but I don't know how you figure that out, but I, you know, one certainly hopes that he's right. Alrighty, 855-99-DR-JOY. We have another hour to go, so if there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, as you know, calling at the beginning of an hour is always a good idea. And it's only that's a good idea to call at the beginning of an hour, but it's not a very good idea to call in the last, like, 5 minutes of the hour, because then I don't have a whole lot of time to get you squared away. So, all right, 855-99-3756-9. As I said, speaking of squared away, we are working at warp speed on getting iTunes. And if any of you know a better way of being in touch with iTunes, let us know. Because it turns out that sort of saying to them, folks, is not the world's easiest thing to do. You'd think it would be, but it is not. So if you guys, if any of you have better connections or better ideas, just send me an email or call James and tell him, and we'll see if we can't do it. Because we're really on it. We understand that you're frustrated. We're frustrated. And we're doing the best we can as quickly as we can. So I know it's not an excuse. We're just, I'm working on it. All right? 855-99-3756-9, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Billsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Billsgang.com, Billsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.